KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
it's official. Jazz owner Ryan Smith has submitted an application with Salt Lake City for a revitalization plan. This would be to build a place to host an NHL team. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Cobay.
Second, text messages between Chad Daybell and his wife Lori were the focus of witness testimony at his murder trial in Boise today. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
A new accident northbound I-15 in the Salt Lake area, right about North Temple. It's already been moved out of traffic to the shoulder. But we do have delays northbound I-15 from 33rd South to North Temple and 6th North, and then more northbound slowdowns as you're passing Clearfield on the way to Riverdale. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A beautiful spring day today, but still a little chilly, down into the mid-40s tonight, and then a high of 60 tomorrow. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
63 at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Two lawyers, a teacher, a salesman, and a software engineer. They're among the seven jurors selected so far in the New York hush money trial of Donald Trump. The former president focusing on the judge, Juan Merchan.
We are going to continue our fight against this judge. We think he's totally conflicted.
The trial resumes on Thursday, a month after House Republicans led a vote to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Members walked the two articles against him to the Senate. Senator Bob Menendez may be willing to blame his wife, Nadine, when the New Jersey Democrats' corruption trial begins next month. Israel's war cabinet is still determining how it will respond to Iran's drone and missile attack over the weekend. Chair Jerome Powell says the Fed will probably leave interest rates alone for a while because inflation, he says, still too much of a problem. This is ABC News.
And time for the KSL In-Depth. Tourists visiting this state in search of the world's greatest snow spent a staggering $2 billion last year on their ski trips. That's according to brand new data released by the Kemsey Gardner Policy Institute yesterday. And joining me live, the Institute's Communications Director, Nick Theria. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Jeff, good to be with you.
Okay, so tell us about this study. $2 billion. Is that a new high?
Absolutely. The 2022-23 ski season, which is what this fact sheet looks like, was unprecedented in Utah. The data shows several economic measures at an all-time high. It was fueled by historic record-setting snowfall at nearly every Utah ski area. Alta saw a record 903 inches of snow. That topped its previous record by more than 150 inches. Snowbird set a record of 838 inches and so on and so forth. So this new fact sheet from the Gardner Institute, which was put together by our senior tourism analyst, Jennifer Lever, in collaboration with Ski Utah, shows that our ski industry contributed $1.94 billion in non-resident visitor spending during that ski season. That generated $197.9 million in state tax revenue. That represents nearly 26,000 statewide jobs, and the numbers just keep going up and up. So, yes, absolutely. That non-resident visitor spending, an absolute record. The record's falling across the board, really.
It's incredibly important because these are people coming in with their money, not Utahns hitting the slopes and merely keeping their money here. Any other highlights from this study?
Absolutely. So we see that 7.1 million skier days were recorded during that ski season. That beat the last record from the previous ski season by over nearly 2 million. The previous year was 5.8 million skier days. And so those numbers just keep climbing up and up. So across the board, and for that matter, we talk about that $1.94 billion in non-resident spending. Utahns themselves spent a record $694 million in Utah. That's up from $433 million from the previous year. So, again, it's folks coming in, spending their money here in Utah. So, across the board, we're liking what we're seeing.
Slopes are made of gold. Why have you here? I hear there were some awards handed out by the Institute today, part of the Informed Decision Makers event. Can you tell us about it and who was honored?
Absolutely. So for the past 5 years, the Gardner Institute has recognized individuals and entities that work often behind the scenes and with little fanfare to help our community prosper. We call them informed decision makers and select them based on criteria consistent with our institute's committable core values. They include responsibility to the community, integrity and relevance, accountability, collaboration, and a positive work environment. So these folks really are worthy of note, and they embody the values that define who we are at the Institute and how we conduct ourselves. This year we honored Teresa Foxley, who is the Chief of Staff for R-Plus Energies, a national leader in utility-scale renewable energy and energy storage development. She's worked for many years to bring economic development to Utah, formerly as President and CEO of EDC Utah. We honored Ross Van Vranken, who is the former executive director of the Huntsman Mental Health Institute. He's been a leader in behavioral health dating back to the 1980s. Bicycle Collective, a group of nonprofit bicycle shops refurbishing donated bicycles and putting them in the hands of those in need, focusing on children, newly resettled refugees, immigrants, individuals experiencing homelessness, and individuals recovering from substance abuse and so on. They are a statewide organization. Last year, they gave 1,349 bikes to those in need. Next, we had Circle Salt Lake, whose mission is to build up our community to end poverty through intentional friendships, personal transformation. They are a unique community-driven initiative to support families in a holistic, long-term way. And then finally, we honored Seeger Memorial Clinic, whose mission is to provide the underserved with free, easy access, charitable medical, dental, vision, and mental health care. Everything they do is 100% free. They've completed 84,300 patient visits since 1988. So we want to recognize these amazing unsung heroes in our state that embody everything we seek to accomplish here at the Institute.
Worthy recipients, and congratulations to them. Thank you to you, Nick Theriot. We appreciate the update from the Kem C. Gardner Policy Institute.